What a disaster. First round of the NBA playoffs, they have been the ultimate disappointment for a variety of reasons. For starters, no one can seem to stay healthy. About a week ago, fans in Milwaukee, they were claiming it was Dame time. Unfortunately for fans of the Milwaukee Bucks, Dame time quickly ran out. Giannis, out. Zion Williamson, out. Again, Jimmy Butler, out. Kawhi Leonard, out. Brandon Ingram, oh God. Part of me respects the dedication. Part of me respects the commitment of Brandon Ingram. He was clearly injured throughout the Pelicans' first-round series against the Academy Award-winning actors in Oklahoma City. Said this on Twitter last night. It is really, really hard to respect this young team in Oklahoma City. They don't play basketball. These dudes are glorified stuntmen. Anytime someone sets a screen, all you see is ass and elbows on the court, and these incompetent officials in the NBA, they fall for it every time. But anyway, part of me respects the dedication and the commitment of Brandon Ingram to his teammates and to the Pelicans franchise. He sacrificed and probably lost tens of millions of dollars so he could be there for his team in the first round. But honestly, after seeing his miserable performance in this series, the Pelicans, they probably would have been better off without Brandon Ingram on the floor. This postseason, it was supposed to turn the tide for the NBA. After years of disastrous ratings, after years of huge embarrassing failure, this was supposed to be the postseason that recaptured the interest of the millions of casual fans that the NBA has lost. Instead, through the first week, week and a half of the playoffs, it's been the ultimate disappointment. Think about it. Look at this from Adam Silver's perspective. Look at this from ESPN and TNT's perspective. Going into the second round, there is no LeBron James. Lakers were eliminated last night. Before Darvin Ham made it to the locker room, Rob Pelinka handed him a bus ticket to Tijuana, told him that he was no longer welcome in Los Angeles. But at least the Lakers aren't afraid to make immediate changes. My Pelicans? Seems like we are going to run it back next season with that weasel Willie Green. The weasel, he might be one of the worst in-game coaches in the NBA, but that's okay. That's okay. Because according to Gail Benson, he's a nice man. He's really sweet. Yeah. Yeah, sugar tastes great in my coffee. Sugar is good for sweet tea, but I don't want the leader of my team to be filled with sugar. I want him to be filled with testosterone. Going into the second round, there's no LeBron James. Steffi and Stevie, along with their Rainbow Warriors, they failed to make the playoffs. Sixers will soon be eliminated. Kevin Durant was swept in the first round. Ja Morant, he has been missing all season, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Thankfully, Ja Morant hasn't resurfaced on Instagram popping Glocks while on the block pretending like he's selling rocks. But in terms of ratings, the NBA needs Ja Morant on the floor. The point is, who is going to draw in the second round? Where is your star? Who is going to draw in the conference and NBA finals? This league wasn't drawing ratings when they had most of their stars available. Throughout the rest of the postseason, there's not a single mainstream star remaining in the NBA playoffs. As of right now, the NBA is averaging less than 3 million viewers, down 6% when compared to last year. I know NBA Commissioner Alice Silver likes to look at things positively. If you want to be positive about it, the last time we discussed NBA ratings, which was about a week ago, the league was down 9 or 10% compared to last year. So, the NBA, they have managed to shave 3 or 4 points off of their ratings decline. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. Let me show you how irrelevant this league has become. Last Thursday was the NFL draft. The combined audience across the three networks that aired the draft, 11.7 million viewers. Now, obviously, the NFL draft dominated the NBA playoffs. That should go without saying. I'm not expecting the NBA to be able to compete with the NFL. On ESPN alone, the NFL delivered 5.6 million viewers. Lakers Nuggets, they were on TNT last Thursday night. LeBron James, big star. 3.3 million viewers. But that's not the alarming part. That is not the cause for concern. The cause for concern was what happened Friday night. Friday night, the second and third rounds of the NFL draft were broadcast on ABC and ESPN2. The first question is, why would ABC choose to air the NFL draft over the NBA playoffs? In previous years, ABC would broadcast the NBA playoffs on Friday nights during the first round. This year, they decided to give the NBA a swift boot in the ass, and it didn't take long to figure out why. Like I say all the time when talking about the long-standing tradition in the WNBA of being moved out of prime slots on television so ESPN can broadcast pickleball or the opening rounds of the wiener eating competition, there is no emotion in the business of television. ESPN and ABC, they are the primary broadcast partners of the NBA. For over two decades, the networks have had a cozy relationship with the league. Long walks on the beach, in-depth pillow talk conversations about mythical racism. The NBA is discussed and featured more on ESPN than any other sports league. At the same time, the foundation of their relationship with the NFL is a bit shaky. For years, the NFL gave their marquee matchups to Fox, CBS, NBC, while giving ESPN the leftover scraps. ESPN and the NBA are besties, they're boodle buddies, but when it comes to the business of television, feelings and emotions are irrelevant. At the end of the day, your bestie takes a back seat when it comes to drawing money. Friday night, second and third rounds of the NFL draft delivered 4.3 million viewers on ABC and ESPN2. If you want to include the 800,000 who are watching on NFL Network, second and third rounds of the draft drew over 5 million viewers. The three NBA games Friday night, 2.7 million. The playoffs in this league are failing to compete with unknown college football players. Quick! Name two or three third-rounders who were selected in the NFL draft. Me personally, I don't understand the appeal of the draft. I think it's boring, it's anticlimactic. There's nothing exciting about Roger Goodell standing behind a podium and announcing, with the 103rd pick of the NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select unknown left tackle from Northeast Southampton College of Gender Selection. I mean, who cares? Once again, the NFL completely emasculated Adam Silver in the NBA. Every Christmas, the NFL makes the NBA their bitch. From October through January, the NFL makes the NBA their bitch. And now, during the supposed biggest moments of the NBA season, the NFL is once again emasculating the NBA. There is no justification for mostly unknown college football players to be dominating the NBA playoffs. And to make matters worse, the NBA's primary broadcast partner, they decided that your league isn't good enough. We are going to air the middle of the NFL draft in prime time on a Friday night instead of broadcasting your meaningless postseason. Go sit in the corner on ESPN. We are going to give our larger platform to the NFL. Right now, the mainstream media, they are doing everything they can to create a new star, a new face of the NBA. Now, this is speculation on my part, but I'm wondering if Adam Silver sent a request to ESPN asking them to relentlessly promote Anthony Edwards. I can tell you with certainty it wasn't a demand. Alice doesn't have the testicular fortitude to be making demands. It was probably a nicely written letter sprinkled with Adam's favorite perfume. Dear Stephen A. Smith, thank you for the Valentine's candy. I really enjoyed those smothered balls. Can you do me a favor? I know you haven't watched my league in years, Stevie, but can you start pretending that Anthony Edwards is the second coming of Michael Jordan? Our ratings are really in the pooper, and we really need a new star. With love. Love, Alice. In the past week, I can't tell you how many times I have heard someone on ESPN claim that Anthony Edwards is the next Michael Jordan. I like Anthony Edwards. I think he is a phenomenal player. No disrespect to him, but Anthony Edwards hasn't won shit. He also has a lot of growing up to do if he wants to be the face of a corporate league. I don't seem to remember Michael Jordan walking around with his pants off. That being said, I will credit Adam Silver and the mainstream media for at least trying to create new stars. I can't criticize them for it since, you know, I have been begging them to do this for the last 3 or 4 years. Problem is, probably too little too late to impact or save this postseason. The only reason the media is stroking Anthony Edwards right now is because their king will be watching the rest of the playoffs from his gated mansion, where he will be protected from those cops who he believes are out to get him. Even though they were forced into it, at least the NBA is trying to promote someone different. That's more than I can say for Willie Green, who continued to go with the same rotations, the same players who were failing him all season. In a league where shooting is at a premium, Willie Green left a Rookie of the Year candidate on the bench for the last 3 months. Make it make sense. The NBA, they're currently negotiating for their next broadcast deal. Both ESPN and TNT, they have told the league they want fewer games throughout the regular season. Translation, they want to pay less money. NBC could actually steal the NBA away from TNT, but they only want to air 2 primetime games every week. The main point of contention for the networks is the playoffs, and it's being reported that the NBA, they are willing to give ESPN exclusive rights to the finals for the next 10 to 15 years. If that happens, it is going to be disastrous. Give your top-tier package to NBC. Give it to Amazon. Hell, I don't care if you give it to the Hallmark Channel. Just give it to anyone. Anyone besides ESPN. This league has the worst national broadcasters. The NFL has Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, Tony Romo and Jim Nantz. NBA used to have legendary broadcasters too. Bob Costas, Marv Albert, Hubie Brown, even Doug Collins was pretty good. And there are still some good NBA broadcasters. I like Ian Eagle, Kevin Harlan, Mike Breen's pretty good. J.J. Redick, I think J.J. Redick is great, but he's probably going to be coaching next season. But the vast majority of NBA coverage at ESPN, it sucks. Doris Burke, Malika Andrews, Beth Mowins, Monica McNutt, the insufferable Mike Jones, it's just bad. It's bad. Adam Silver should get this league as far away from ESPN as possible, but he won't. He won't. Just like my Pelicans, the NBA will continue to run it back with the same people who have failed them from the beginning, and casual fans will continue not watching. But give me your thoughts on this. First round of the NBA playoffs have been disastrous. Going into the second round, league doesn't have a single mainstream star. To make matters worse, looks like the NBA will extend their relationship with ESPN, their worst broadcast partner. When is the last time this league has done something right, made a right decision? The NBA might be the front runner for the upcoming Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards later this year. What is your solution? How do you fix the NBA? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys later.